Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here, along with Neil Spencer from FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our studio producer at the radio station back in Portland is Mr. Eric Catterly. And we'll be here on 100.9 with the Fort Recovery and Wayne Trace girls basketball sectional tournament game from Wayne Trace High School up near Paulding, Ohio. A reminder to any Blackford fans who might be listening in this evening that your game will be heard on our other side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM for the Blackford Burris game tonight. Again, 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Or if you want to listen on your smartphone, just Google WPGW. That'll bring you up to the homepage for WPGW. And then you click on to listen to the Blackford game. You click on the Listen Live button on the right side at the top. And it'll stay here on Fort Recovery's game with Wayne Trace. You click on the button at the top that's to the left. So, again, the button to the right at the top on your smartphone is for Blackford. The one to the left is for Fort Recovery. We'll be back with an interview with the head coach of the Indians, Tyler Deitch, in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Kalp Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Ever wondered how the Pharmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Pharmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Pharmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back at Wayne Trace High School. We have Tyler Deitch with us, the head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And, Coach, here you are. You've almost got 1 year in, and things got off to a little bit of a rough start. The kids kind of gelled in there and actually played some really nice basketball, and the injury bug hits you. I hate what's happened to you in your first year with all these injuries, with Kennedy Mollenkamp going down and McKenna Hillscamp going down. And, of course, Kenzie Garkey was out from the get-go. It's just not been a great year with injuries.
Right, yeah, definitely had some ups and downs, especially with the injury bug. Seems like we've had about three different teams that we've been playing with this year. So every time one of our main ball handlers goes down, that really changes up the team quite a bit. But yeah, it takes a little bit of time to get things going. But then every time so far, we've kind of gotten things figured out and kind of really playing well over our last two games against a big Walpock team, kept that game really close all the way down to the end. And then being able to get a big win against New Knoxville coming into the tournament was, I think that's pretty big for the girls' confidence coming in with this team playing without McKenna now.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, when I saw McKenna go down at Minster, I thought, oh my, that's got to be a ACL, and yes, it was. So I guess she's going to have surgery maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, yep. So that's the plan for McKenna. She'll have that knee worked on tomorrow, and then start the recovery process to hopefully be back full strength, ready to go by next season.
Well, tell us about Wayne Trace up here in Paulding County. They have a winning record, but they sure don't play the league. we play in, to be quite honest. So what do you think about them?
Right, yeah. They're definitely a solid team, a young team. They fight the ups and downs as well, play really good against some good teams. They played really good against Crestview this year, a very, very tough team, one of the top teams in Division Four. And then they played in a lot of really close games just kind of all the way through their schedule. They start, I think, three sophomores. They're two main guards, and then their leading scorer are all sophomores, so they got a really strong sophomore class. They get after a scrappy group. So it should be fun to see the matchup that we have. I feel like we have good matchups for them, the way that they take advantage of teams and find ways to win games. I feel like we have pretty good ways to stop them with the girls and the matchups that we have.
Well, I hope that's the case. I wish you the very best. So who are you going to be starting tonight?
So tonight we're going back with the lineup we've had here lately since McKenna's been out. So we got Carly Niekamp, Sophia Guggenbiller, Callie Wendell, Sage Luthold, and who am I missing? Sage, Carly, Cameron.
I don't know. You've had so many different lineups.
Yeah, I know. Callie and Sophia are the five that we got going tonight. So
very good. Well, hey. Talk about a minute about your cohorts who help you on the coaching staff. Who are the young ladies who've been helping you this year?
Yeah, so we have Val Mollenkamp has been our varsity assistant this year, and Mandy Gerlach being our JV coach. Both of them just helping me kind of acclimate to Fort Recovery coming in. Both of them being from here has been a huge help with just getting to kind of know how the school works, the system works, and just really helping me get to know people. And then just both of their basketball experience has been huge for me, helping me to broaden and learn as I go week by week, for sure, with Val just coming in from her career here at Fort Recovery. And then she played the last 3 years at Findlay. And then Mandy having coached multiple years at the junior high level and playing at Fort Recovery and at Cincinnati as well. So they bring in a wealth of knowledge and help me see things from different perspective than what I have, as they're more of kind of that player mindset where I kind of see things from a little bit differently. So it's been huge. They're awesome, great to work with, super easy to get along with, and I think it shows with how well that they really work with the girls and how much the girls really trust them as well.
Well, Tyler, congratulations on keeping the ship together under very tough circumstances this year. I saw some really nice basketball at times. Let's hope we see that again tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Tyler Deitch, the head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here at Wayne Trace tonight, the first sectional game of the tournament. Fort Recovery at Wayne Trace. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
The Fort Recovery Lumber Company's goal is to make the building process as easy as possible for you from start to finish. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has developed a website specifically for pole buildings to better suit you. Get an estimate, learn about the building process, view options for building materials, view finished products, and so much more. Go online to frlbuildings.com or stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company on Wabash Road and look over the many building options they have available.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Have you been limping by with an outdated manure spreader? Archway released the new X-Series models in both a 700 and 900 cubic foot capacity. These rugged boxes feature the best spread pattern in the industry, along with a limited lifetime warranty on the apron chain. A guillotine-style slop gate and flared sides make for easy loading. Pair with flotation tires or advanced scales for efficient spreading in your field. Get in on the action. Contact us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to start farming Archway today.
Back here at Wayne Trace, and Rob Weaver here. Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is going to be Calp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and also Union City, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy. There were four MAC teams in action last night in tourney play. Delphi St. John's lost to Lipsick 31-30. It was Minster crushing Ridgemont 74-17. New Bremen defeated Spencerville. Maybe a little bit of a surprise there. Spencerville was a higher seed than New Bremen, but New Bremen won 55-40. And it was Marion Local having an easy time with Hart Northern 55-10. And then Versailles played last weekend. Versailles playing last weekend and won their game, and they play again tonight. So far we've had all wins except one loss. We'll be back in just a moment. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at Wayne Trace, let's take a look at the bracket tonight. Games that are going to be played here this evening. Let me mark my sheet over here for a moment. And in the tournament tonight, this tournament feeds into Elida, the Elida District Tournament, actually. And so games that are on the schedule for tonight besides this one. Again, Fort Recovery here at Wayne Trace. We also have Paulding hosting Bluffton tonight. And Coldwater will host Van Buren this evening. Those are the other games in this tournament tonight. The winner of this game will be playing at Parkway on Saturday night at 7. The winner of Paulding Bluffton will be playing at Delphus Jefferson on Saturday night at 7. And the winner of Van Buren Coldwater will play at Allen East on Saturday night at 7. Number one seed in the district tournament feeding into Elida is Ottawa Glandorf. Number two seed is Allen East. Delphus Jefferson is the number three seed, and Parkway is the number four seed. Indians come in as the number eight seed in the tournament. Wayne Trace, the number five seed in the tournament. We're just about set to start the game here. A reminder that the Vormore Family Dentistry Office in Portland would like to wish the Indians good luck in tonight's game. That's Dr. Kim Vormore. Dr. Vormore and all of her staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry, wish the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's game. They're located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67, Vormore Family Dentistry. They'd love to be your family's dentist. We'll be back with more here in just a moment on PG14, J Country 101 Radio. Just about set for the start of the game right after we pause for this message.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Well, the opening tap goes to Wayne Trace, and we're underway here. Again, Kalp Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight. Oh, ball's over on the right side over there to Harper Myers. Now with the basketball spinning is Kareen Winans inside. It's up and good. Lexi Moore scoring the first basket for Wayne Trace. And the Raiders of Wayne Trace are out in front by a score of 2-0. Right side to Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. Again, we're in Paulding, Ohio tonight at Wayne Trace High School. Sectional tournament game between Fort Recovery and Wayne Trace, and Fort Recovery just turned the ball over, so that will give it back to Wayne Trace. In the lane, and the ball is loose there. Lexi Moore almost lost it, but got it back. She feeds it back to Corrine Winans. Now back out front it goes to Caroline Winans. And a whistle and a foul on Fort Recovery. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist how you can sign up for their weekly prescription program. Inside, shots up and no good by Wayne Trace on the inbounds play by Harper Myers. Wayne Trace still has the ball. Myers almost threw it away, but going back to retrieve it was Caroline Winans. 2-0, Wayne Trace in the lead. Right side, baseline, now passing on the far side. Back out top it goes to Harper Myers. Right side wing, three-point shots, no good by Corrine Winans. Rebound, Wayne Trace. Indians need to get a better, do a better job on rebounding here, and there's a ball thrown away, and Callie Wendell came up with the basketball. Down it goes. Carly Niekamp back out to Wendell. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Wayne Trace. Lexi Moore with the basketball. A year ago, Callie Wendell had a wonderful game against, I think it was Coldwater, in the sectional tournament. Scored 20-some points in that game. Let's hope she has that kind of game tonight. Wayne Trace with the ball, leading 2-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Rob Weaver here. Again, Eric Catterley is our studio producer at the radio station. And Neil Spencer with FortRecoveryRadio.com. Over on the left side to Caroline Winans. Back in the middle. Shots partially blocked. I think Sage Luthold got a hand on it. Sophie Guggenbiller came up with it. Here's Callie Wendell. Back to Carly Niekamp. Took an extra step and didn't get called for it. And now there's a jump ball call. Again, a reminder, any of you Blackford fans who may have tuned in for the Blackford game tonight with Burris, that's being heard on our other stations at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. And once again, on your smartphone, it's the Listen Live button on the top right on your smartphone. If you just Google WPGW, it'll take you to our homepage, and you click on the button on the top right to hear the Blackford game tonight. There's a foul called on Wayne Trace. It's going to be whistled, I think, on Sam Williams. No, it's not Sam. It's Caroline Winans gets called for the foul, her first. So Fort Recovery will have the ball underneath. Carly Niekamp will toss it in here. Still 2-0 in the first quarter. Pass comes in to Sophie Guggenbiller. Cross-court pass to Sage Luthold, right side to Callie Wendell. Callie tries to get it out here to Cameron Mullenkamp. It's knocked away and stolen by Wayne Trace. Coming up with the loose ball was Lexi Moore. Down they come and off the foot and out of bounds. Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Turnover on Tiana Sin, S-I-N-N, Tiana Sin of Wayne Trace. Wayne Trace got its name from Anthony Wayne's Trail that came up this way. Here's a shot from the left side by Sophie Guggenbiller. Three-point basket. It's good. And the Lady Indians take the first lead of the game for them at 3-2. 4:41 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Way to go, Sophie. Wayne Trace with the ball, and there's a foul called, I think, on Carly Niekamp. No, it's not. They say it was just out of bounds, so Fort Recovery gets the ball. Thank goodness for that. Callie Wendell with the basketball now. She'll bring it up the court. Down across the timeline. Handing off to Carly Wendell, and they're going to call her for traveling. A reminder, tomorrow night we'll be at New Bremen to bring you the New Bremen Fort Recovery boys game from New Bremen High School. That'll be on the air about 7:15 or so tomorrow evening. With the basketball, Wayne Trace, Tiana Sin, outside in the near the center circle to Caroline Winans. She'll pass over on the right to Corrine Winans. Out top it goes. With the ball now is Caroline Winans. He passes off. Shots fired up and good. Corrine Winans, and they're going to give her a three-point basket on that. There's a foul called on Wayne Trace on the press. Caroline Winans gets called for her second foul. Score is now 4-3. Wayne Trace leads by one. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Sectional tournament game. The winner plays Parkway on Saturday night at Parkway High School. Carly Niekamp with the basketball out between the circles. Dribbles to the left. Feeds off to Sophie Guggenbiller. Drives in and misses. Rebound comes down to Lexi Moore of Wayne Trace. Over on the left side. There's a shot fired up. In and out. No good. Who gets the rebound? Callie Wendell. And there's going to be a foul called, I think, on Wayne Trace. And a song is called on Tiana Sin. So out of bounds will be Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp to toss it in here. 3:24 left to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Again, the score, it's 4-3. Indians with a one-point deficit here. Only basket for Fort Recovery, a three-pointer by Sophie Guggenbiller. Callie Wendell lost the ball, and she tried to save it and threw it away. Wayne Trace comes up with it. Grabbing the loose ball there was Amber Stoller. Over on the right side. Down low, back up and in. Lexi Moore scoring for Wayne Trace. Gives her 4 points on the night. 6-3 the score. Indians now down by three. 2:42 to go in the first quarter. Left side to Callie Wendell. Wants to shoot but decides not to. Carly Niekamp right side to Sage Luthold. Over to Callie Wendell. They've got Lady Indians scouted pretty well. They're pretty tight on Callie, which they obviously know she's an excellent shooter. Sage Luthold, three-point shot. Yes. Sage Luthold with a three, and that ties the game at six apiece. A three by Sophie Guggenbiller and a three by Sage Luthold for the Indians. Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Down to 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Out front is Corrine Winans. She passes off to Amber Stoller. Goes in the corner to Corrine Winans. She goes inside and is tipped out of bounds. And now there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. I'm afraid that's on Carly Niekamp. Nope. It's on Sage Luthold instead. Sage Luthold picks up the foul. That's unfortunately her second. And as any of you know who have followed this team, we don't have much of a bench, to be quite honest about it. With Kennedy Mullenkamp out and McKenna Hillskamp out with injuries. At the line, shots up and good by Corrine Winans. That is the first free throw of the game for either team. Tyler Deitch, the head coach of Fort Recovery. Bethany DeJarnay is the head coach of Wayne Trace. Second free throw's no good. Picked up by Carly Niekamp, and down comes the Indians with the ball. Callie Wendell back to Niekamp. Niekamp in the lane, spinning, stopping, has it knocked loose. Got it back, and a jump ball is going to be called. Or technically, I should say a held ball. They don't do the jump ball anymore, of course. Wayne Trace will get it on the alternating possession. 6-6 tie here. 7-6 now. Wayne Trace just got that free throw a moment ago, so they're up 7-6 over the Lady Indians. And they have the ball, and they bring it up. Corrine Winans with it. She'll drive to the top of the key. Pass over on the left wing to Stoller, Amber Stoller. She goes in the middle, back on the right side. Ava Zartman with it. There's traveling called on Wayne Trace's Corrine Winans. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back. You're right over here in front of the Fort Recovery bench. Pass comes in to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling the basketball across the timeline. Down to the left, hands off to Carly Niekamp, circles around. There's Cameron Mullenkamp. Back out to Callie Wendell. Carly Niekamp with it on the right. Back out to Wendell. Down to a minute to go in the first quarter. Indians down by one, 7-6. Pass way over in the corner to Sophie Guggenbiller. Now back to Callie Wendell. Callie on the right side will hand off to Carly Niekamp. Comes in, lost the dribble, but it's picked up by Cameron Mullenkamp. And a foul is now going to be called on Zartman of Wayne Trace, Ava Zartman. We played up here a couple of years ago. I think it was in volleyball, actually, in the volleyball tournament. I can't really remember. My memory these days is not what it used to be. There's traveling on Mollenkamp, but they didn't call it. Niekamp back outside. Callie Wendell firing and hitting a three. Callie Wendell with one of her famous three-point shots. And the Lady Indians have taken a two-point lead at 9-7 here in the first quarter. I've got a hunch this game is going to be like this the whole way. Pretty close. All the way. Stolen by Callie Wendell. Lady Indians have a chance to score. Callie comes down. Fires the three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound out of bounds. Given to Fort Recovery with 2 seconds left to go. Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget the Calp Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours Monday through Thursday till 7 until 6 on Friday nights. Into Carla Niekamp. And can't get the shot off. So the quarter comes to an end. Fort Recovery with a lead here by a score of 9-7 over the Wayne Trace Raiders. We'll be back. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll return in just a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperatures because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand what your needs are and answer any questions you have. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy, taking the time to listen and care.
So after one, Fort Recovery is on top here, 9-7. Reminder again to any of you tuning in for the Blackford game, you can hear that on our other stations, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. If you can't get one of those stations, 105.3 FM, then you can go to the your smartphone, go to the WPGW homepage and click on the Listen Live button on the right at the top. It'll be the AM Listen Live button on the right at the top to listen to the Blackford game. Ed Thurman would normally be there, but he's out with the flu tonight. So Jeff Overholzer is over at Blackford filling in for Ed tonight. It's called a violation on Fort Recovery, and Wayne Trace gets the ball back to start the second quarter. With the ball there is Corrine Winans. She'll pass over on the right. Back to Winans. Winans goes in the middle. Dribbling the ball back on the left side to Stoller. Fires and hits. Amber Stoller hits a three-point basket, and that gives Wayne Trace the lead back at 10-9. Several lead changes in the game here. Sophie Guggenbiller over to Carly Niekamp. And the lane lost the ball. Back to Guggenbiller, fires, hits. Sophie is on tonight, shooting very well. Sophie Guggenbiller with a two-point basket, giving her five for the game. And the Lady Indians lead now 11-10. And here's a steal by Callie Wendell. Take it down, Callie. She stops, fires, and oh, no good. Can't get it to go down. Rebound, Sophie. Back up, it's blocked. Rebound, Wayne Trace. Getting the board for Wayne Trace there was Harper Myers. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Timeout is called by Wayne Trace. Fort Recovery leading 11-10. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We're back at Wayne Trace High School, again up near Paulding, Ohio, just outside of town. It's about 15, 20 minutes north of Van Wert's on Route 127. Wayne Trace has the ball to resume action here. Over on the left side is Stoller. She'll pass back outside it goes. With the ball there for Wayne Trace was Kareen Winans. Now back out front to Harper Myers. She'll pass on the left to Kareen Winans. Winans dribbling the ball, works her way towards the center circle. Passing to Stoller on the right. Stoller's guarded by Callie Wendell. She'll dump it off over to Ava Zartman. Now back to Kareen Winans. Back out top it goes to Harper Myers. Here's a three-point shot way off the mark. Rebound. And what are we going to have here? I think they're going to say Fort Recovery had the ball but stepped on the line. Actually, I think if the truth were known, Wayne Trace had the ball and they were the ones out of bounds. But we accept the call and go on. Wayne Trace with the ball. They trail 11-10. Indians on top here. Down to 5:44 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. There's a shot from the lane. It's no good. Off the mark. Rebound Callie Wendell. That was way off by Lexi Moore. Fort Recovery with the ball. Here comes Carly Niekamp down. And lost it. Got it back. Outside. Callie Wendell on a three. Does not go. And a foul's on the rebound. Must be on Sophie Guggenbiller with Sophie's reaction, and yes, it was. Fort Recovery has Callie Wendell, Cameron Mullenkamp, Sage Luthold, Carly Niekamp, and Sophie Guggenbiller in the lineup at the moment. Kareen Winans comes down, feeds on the left side to Lexi Moore. Lexi dribbles the ball, double-teamed. Passes it off. Down low. Lady Indians playing a trapping defense here. And ball's knocked loose. Picked up by Carly Niekamp. Here she comes. Carly comes down. Stops. Feeds back to Cameron Mullenkamp. Callie Wendell into Carly Niekamp. And it's a held ball. It's going to go to Wayne Trace. Lady Indians had an opportunity there to get things going. But it just didn't happen. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. They're your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Wayne Trace brings it up again. They trail by 11-10. Very low scoring game here so far. Here's a drive in the lane. It's up and no good. Rebound up and good. And a foul is called on Fort Recovery as Lexi Moore got a rebound basket underneath. Carly Niekamp picks up the personal foul, which is her first foul. So Lexi Moore at the free throw line. She puts it up and good. Only two free throws tonight. Actually, three free throws tonight, and they've made two of three. Callie Wendell brings it down. Fort Recovery has not had a free throw yet. Ooh, Cameron Mullenkamp almost lost it. Got it back. Over to Callie Wendell. Wendell out front between the circles. Works her way back to the left. Gives off to Cameron Mullenkamp. Right side to... Well, it went into Sage Luthold, and there's a foul called on Wayne Trace fouling Sage. Only the first foul in the quarter, so no shooting free throws here. 4:17 to go in the quarter. Lady Indians trailing 13-11. Inside, Carly Niekamp up and no good. Almost got it to go, but it wouldn't. But she's fouled in the act of shooting, so Carly will have two shots here. Carly usually has scored by now, but no points in the game yet for Carly. Hopefully we can get two here. First free throw's up, and it's no good. A little bit off to the right and ricocheted off to the left. She will have one more. One more for Carly Niekamp. This could bring the Indians back to within one, and it is no good again. Rebound comes down to Lexi Moore of Wayne Trace. Here come the Raiders down the courts. They lead 13-11. There's a drive up and no good. Rebound. Sage Luthold pulls down the garbage, and here's Callie Wendell with it down on the right side. There's a shot up and no good. Bridget Holman's in the game now. She shot that shot and missed it. Right side to Bridget. Back outside to Carly Niekamp. Bridget's capable of hitting those long shots like that. That was a three-pointer she took. Right side to Bridget Holman. Bridget out top. Tries to feed down low to Cameron Mollenkamp, and it's thrown over Cameron's reach and out of bounds. Turnover, Lady Indians. 3:26 left to go here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter, Lady Indians trailing by 2, 13-11. Wayne Trace with the ball. Kareen Winans over on the left side. It goes to Harper Myers. Harper Myers dribbles back out to the center circle. Now cuts back down the lane. Feeds over on the right to Kareen Winans. There was traveling, but no call. Left side it goes. Shots fired up by Stoller. No good. Rebounds called. Oh, my goodness. Carly Niekamp shoved her out of bounds, and they said that she just went out of bounds on her own. Okay. We won't argue. Carly Niekamp will have the ball, tossing it in. Having trouble, and it's tipped out of bounds by Stoller, and Fort Recovery calls timeout to save possession. Timeout Indians, 2:59 to go here in this second quarter of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Kano from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery playing Wayne Trace tonight in a sectional tournament basketball game. Again, if you've tuned in for the Blackford game, that's being heard on our other station, 105.3 FM, or you can go to your smartphone and click on the Listen Live button on the top right on your smartphone. Shot inside by Bridget Holman's no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery, no good. And the foul's going to be called on, let's see who, on Wayne Trace. Foul's going to be called on Harper Myers. I should keep my mouth shut. Okay, Rob, keep your mouth shut. We'll just go on. Fort Recovery with the ball. Right side, Carly Niekamp. Dribbling the basketball, feeding to Callie Wendell. I was going to make a comment about the men in stripes. And actually, we have one lady in stripes, too, but I'm not going to do it. I don't want to get myself in trouble. Carly Niekamp with the ball. Out front it goes to Bridget Holman. And now there's a foul called underneath on maybe on Cameron Mollenkamp. Yep. Cameron Mollenkamp gets called for a foul. It's number one on her. Once again, we're at Wayne Trace tonight. This is one of the games that feeds into the Elida District Tournament, Elida Championship. The winner here will play at Parkway on Saturday night at 7. Ball's knocked loose by Bridget Holman, but Wayne Trace got it back over to Stoller. Stoller dribbling the basketball. Amber Stoller. Over it goes to Winans. Kareen Winans. Now right side and out of bounds, and who's going to get it? Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Carly Niekamp will toss it in here. Lady Indians have only scored 2 points in this whole quarter. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wayne Trace. Carly Niekamp will toss it in now. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, is your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Carly Niekamp goes down to Bridget Homan. Homan goes to the hoop, stops, feeds back outside. There's Callie Wendell. She passes off to Cameron Mollenkamp. Back to Wendell. Open from three. Does not go. Rebound comes down out of bounds off of. Oh. They say it's off of Fort Recovery. I don't know. Wayne Trace with the basketball. Up comes Corrine Winans with the basketball. Over on the left to Tiana Sin. She'll pass down in the left corner. Stoller with the ball. Back outside to Corrine Winans. Corrine dribbles. Passes around the horn. On the left side to Tiana Sin. Back outside to Corrine. Corrine Winans drives underneath. Misses the shot. Rebound Lexi. No good. Rebound Wayne Trace. And we have a held ball. Lexi Moore got the rebound there but couldn't get the ball back up. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. 1 minute, 2 seconds to go. We need a basket to get this game tied up. Come on, ladies. Callie Wendell comes down across the timeline. Feeds in the left corner. Bridget Homan. No, doesn't go. Rebounds out of bounds off of Wayne Trace. Oh. No comment. Wayne Trace with the ball. Up they come. 40 seconds left to go in the first half of play. Fort Recovery trails 13-11. Right side it goes to Tiana Sin. Sin now passing to Corrine Winans. Winans backs up at the center circle, guarded by Callie Wendell. Down to 23 seconds. Looks like Wayne Trace is going to try to take the last shot if they can keep Fort Recovery from taking the ball away. Come on, ladies, go after it. Over on the left side to Tiana Sin. She'll pass down in the corner. Driving in is Corrine Winans. Missed this as a shot. Rebound Bridget Homan. 2 seconds. Bridget Homan comes down and cannot get the shot off. And that's the end of the first half of play. Lady Indians score 2 points, and that's all here in the second quarter of play. Wayne Trace scored 6 points, so they've taken a 2-point lead at 13-11. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, for outstanding service for all of your farm machinery, it's the great technicians at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with halftime stats. It won't take me a long time right after we pause for this. Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Moore's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Moore's Welding.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery since 1998 is a proud sponsor of the Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. We are one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating components. At JR Manufacturing, we are people first. We genuinely care about each of our team members. We take pride in our culture, which is built on teamwork and the value of our work. If you're looking for a great place to work, visit jrmanufacturing.net. And best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
We're back here at the Wayne Trace High School. Score at halftime is 13-11. Wayne Trace is up by 2 points over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. At the first quarter, Fort Recovery was on top, 9-7. But after two, it's Wayne Trace 13 and Fort Recovery 11. Giving you the scoring in the game here. Lexi Moore has a total of 8 points in the contest. Corrine Winans has 2 points in the game. Also 3 points for Amber Stoller for their total of 13 points. 8 for Lexi Moore, 3 for Amber Stoller, and 2 for Corrine Winans. Fort Recovery, they're led by Sophie Guggenbeller. Sophie has 5 points in the first half. She had a 3-point shot for our first basket of the game and then added a 2-pointer to make her 5 points. Callie Wendell is next with 3 points. Callie just hasn't been able to connect on her 3-pointers tonight, except for the one. Sage Luthold has 3 points on a 3-point shot. And that's it. Fort Recovery with a total of 11 points on the evening. 5 for Sophie Guggenbiller, 3 for Callie Wendell, and 3 for Sage Luthold. Carly Niekamp was at the free throw line for 2 shots, but did not connect on either shot as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Again at halftime, Fort Recovery trailing Wayne Trace 13-11. Once again, the winner moves on to play Parkway on Friday night. We'll be back in a moment with more here from Wayne Trace High School right after this. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Rob Weaver back here at Wayne Trace High School. Hi, everybody. Again, any Blackford fans tuning in, you're wondering where the Blackford game is. It's on our other station at 105.3 FM. And if you can't get that station at 105.3 FM, you can go to your smartphone. Simply Google WPGW. Google WPGW's homepage. And at the top of the homepage, there's two buttons that say Listen Live. One is on the right, one is on the left. You click the button on the right to get to the Blackford game. Ed's not there tonight. He has illness. But Jeff Oberholzer is there to call the Blackford-Muncie-Burris game tonight. Again, at 105.3 FM. Or on your smartphone, go to WPGW's homepage and click on the top button on the right to listen to Blackford. Or if you have trouble getting Fort Recovery's game, you can click on the button on the left to listen to the Fort Recovery game. Let's run down the scores from last night. There were four MAC teams in action last night. We had three wins and one loss. The only loss was Delphus St. John's to Lipsick. They lost by a score of 31-30. Lipsick was the favored team, and they did win by the 1 point. Lipsick will now play Miller City in their next game. As far as the other three MAC teams all won last night, Minster, New Bremen, and Marion Local. Minster, number one seed in their district. And they won easily over Ridgemont, 74-17 last night. So Minster will play New Knoxville on Saturday night at 7 at Minster. New Bremen kind of surprised a few people. They were not the top seed. Spencerville was number 5 seed, New Bremen number 6. But Spencerville lost to New Bremen 55-40 last night. That will put New Bremen against Lima Perry in the next round on Saturday night at 7 at Lima Perry. And then Marion Local had an easy time winning over Hardin Northern 55-10. Marion Local now will play Upper Scioto Valley on Saturday night at Marion Local. That'll be at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Number one seed in our district tournament is Minster. Number two seed. No, this isn't our tournament. Number one seed in this district is Minster. Number two seed is actually Marion Local. Number three seed in this particular tournament is St. Henry, and number four seed is Lima Perry. Now, in our tournament, again, the number one seed in our tournament, which feeds into the Elida district, is actually Ottawa Glandorf. Number two seed is Allen East. Number three seed, Delphus Jefferson. Number four seed is Parkway. Fort Recovery is the number eight seed in the tournament, and we're playing the number five seed, Wayne Trace. Wayne Trace 13-9 on the year. Fort Recovery is 8-14 on the year. And we're set to go with the third quarter with Wayne Trace with the basketball, leading by 2 points, 13-11. Very low scoring game tonight. A lot of defense, not much offense, that's for sure. Inside, there's a shot up and good by Wayne Trace's Lexi Moore. Gives her 10 points on the night now. Makes it 15-11. Indians down by 4. Callie Wendell brings the ball up for Fort Recovery. Third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. A lot of great employment opportunities at Cooper Farms. Go to cooperfarms.com/joinourteam to check out the job opportunities. Here's Carly Niekamp coming around. Oh, had a beautiful shot, but it was over the rim and no good. And Wayne Trace came down with a rebound. In the lane, shots fired up, no good by Kareen Winans. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp, and Indians have the basketball. Again, to check out the Cooper Farms job opportunities, go to cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Sage Luthold, right side to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling the basketball, comes back out top. Passes over here to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp in the lane. Right side to Cameron Mullenkamp. Callie Wendell on the left to Sage Luthold. Fires a three. Doesn't go. Rebound came down to Harper Myers of Wayne Trace. Over on the left to Ava Zartman. Back out top to Myers. Around Horn on the right to Kareen Winans. Back out top to Caroline Winans. Wayne Trace just passing the ball around the perimeter here. Out top to Ava Zartman, around to the left. There's Kareen Winans. Back out to Harper Myers. Back to the right it goes. They finally get it inside to Lexi Moore. Misses the shot. Rebound. Got a jump ball. Going to be a held ball called. And Fort Recovery will get it on the alternating possession. Official has to make an adjustment on. She has some kind of a leg garment there, I guess, to help her with her issues she has with her legs. Pass comes in to Sophie Guggenbiller. Threw it away. Down comes Winan for Wayne Trace, knocked out of bounds, and oh my, they say Wayne Trace touched it last. They say it went off of Kareen Winans. Fort Recovery gets the ball down to Cameron Mullenkamp. And there's double dribble called on Cameron Mullenkamp. Come on, gals. We need some oxygen or something. 15-11. Fort Recovery cannot score. We've had 2 points in the whole second quarter and nothing so far here in almost 3 minutes in the third quarter. Winans with the basketball on the left, and there's going to be a timeout called by Wayne Trace. Timeout, Wayne Trace. Fort Recovery trails 15-11 in the third quarter of play, brought to you by Cooper Farms. We'll be back in just a moment.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Moore's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
Again, our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, they're located in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg in this area, and many other area communities in Ohio. A great company, Cooper Farms. Okay, Wayne Trace with the ball. Stolen away by Cameron Mullenkamp. Down to Callie Wendell. Take it in, Callie. Up and no good. Couldn't get a good angle on the basket. And Wayne Trace comes down with the rebound. And now traveling is called on Wayne Trace. On Harper Myers. If you don't know where Wayne Trace is, we're located up near Paulding, Ohio, just outside of Paulding. Wayne Trace got its name from Anthony Wayne Trail, which went up this way. We're right on Route 127 on the east side of Paulding. And here is a foul called on Wayne Trace, apparently. Yep, it's called on Harper Myers. That's her second. So Fort Recovery gets the ball in play here. Carly Niekamp gives it into Callie Wendell. Callie way out at the angle. Now circles down to the lane, and she is fouled. They say Zartman stuck her hand in and fouled her. Ava Zartman. It's number two on Ava. Nobody's in any real foul trouble here so far. We've had very few free throws. Fort Recovery has not even shot a free throw yet. Take that back. Carly Niekamp had two free throws in the second quarter, which she missed both of those. So we haven't made a free throw yet. Sophie Guggenbiller with the ball, dribbling, goes in the lane, stops, puts it up, and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Nice job, Sophie, making a move to the basket. Sophie has 5 points on the night to be the leading scorer for Fort Recovery. Let's see if we can get a made free throw here. She's got two of them coming. Sophie's not a bad shooter, pretty decent shooter. Dribbles the basketball, lets it fly, and it's no good. Okay, I'll try reverse psychology. Sophie's a horrible shooter. Let's see if we can get her to make it. Sophie at the line, dribbles the basketball. Puts it up there, and good. How about that? I knew she'd make that one. 15-12, we finally got off 11, which we've been on for several minutes. And Fort Recovery down by 3 points. Inside, there's Lexi Moore, up no good. Rebound comes down, being fought for, and Callie Wendell came down with it. Wayne Trace, a very young team. Only one senior has played tonight, and that's Ava Zartman. The rest of them are all back next year. Bryn Wellman's in the game now for Fort Recovery. Here's Callie Wendell. Good on the three. And that ties the game. 15-15, all tied up. Callie with 6 points tonight. Wayne Trace with the ball. 3:27 left to go. Bounce pass on the right, down in the corner. Back out top. Over on the left baseline. And there's a foul called, apparently on Sage Leuthold. Yep. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here comes the inbounds pass. And it's tipped away by Sage Leuthold. Wayne Trace will keep the ball. Again, check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Wayne Trace with the ball. In the middle. Underneath to Lexi Moore. Missed the shot. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. Lexi Moore is a nice-looking player, but she's only a sophomore. She does lead their team in scoring. And there's a shot that's blocked. Sage Leuthold shot that's blocked, I think, by Lexi Moore, and Wayne Trace comes out with it. Score still tied at 15-15. Kareen Winans gives it over here to Stoller. Now on the left side it goes. Three-point basket up and in by Harper Myers. That's her first basket of the night. And that makes it 18-15. Wayne Trace with a three-point lead. Callie Wendell will bring it across the timeline. Dribbling to the right. Goes to the hoop. Good. Not to be denied. Callie Wendell kept driving in there and got the two-point basket. 8 points now tonight for Callie. And it's 18-17. Lady Indians down only by one. Stoller with the ball, Amber Stoller, and she's fouled by Sage Leuthold. That's three on Sage Leuthold. She's probably going to have to come out of the game for at least a while. Looks like Bridget Holman's going to come in here for Sage. Cameron Mullenkamp also coming in, and Sophie Guggenbiller will go out. So Lady Indians have Carly Niekamp, Cameron Mullenkamp, Callie Wendell, Bryn Wellman, and Bridget Holman in the game now. Well, Recovery's really had injury problems this year. Here's a drive down the lane, up and good. Harper Myers has had 5 points here in the last couple of minutes. And now it's 20-17, Lady Indians down by three. There's Carly Niekamp, up no good, rebound, and we've got a held ball. Boy, Carly Niekamp is not to be denied when she gets her hands on that ball. Unfortunately, it goes to Wayne Trace on the alternating possession, but great effort there by Carlene Ekin. Wayne Trace brings it up, leading by three, 20-17, a minute 18 to go here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Right side Stoller, Amber Stoller back outside it goes to Harper Myers, back to Stoller on the right, back to Myers out top. There's Winans on the left side it goes to Caroline Winans. Got Caroline Winans in there and Kareen Winans in there. Kareen spells her name C-A-R-E-E-N. Kareen Winans with the basketball between the circles. Passes on the left to Caroline. Back to Kareen. Back to Caroline Winans. She lobs it in to Lexi Moore. Passes it off to Myers, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery with 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. This is definitely anybody's ball game, but Wayne Trace has just kind of had the little advantage the whole way here, pretty much. Fort Recovery has led at times tonight, but not recently. Out front with the basketball, Caroline Winans. It's only a three-point game, 20-17. Down to 18 seconds. Looks like Wayne Trace is going to try to take the last shot if they can. And knocked away by Bridget Holman. And there's a shot up and no good at the gun. But Lexi Moore is there to get the rebound and put it in right before the horn sounds. Lexi Moore gets another basket. That gives her a total of 12 on the night. She's leading the Lady Raiders in this game. Wayne Trace 13-9 on the year. Fort Recovery 8-14. But the Lady Indians are hanging right in there. They do, though, trail by 5 now. And that's the biggest lead of the game for Wayne Trace, 22-17. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with quarter 4 in a moment.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery since 1998 is a proud sponsor of the Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. We are one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating components. At JR Manufacturing, we are people first. We genuinely care about each of our team members. We take pride in our culture, which is built on teamwork and the value of our work. If you're looking for a great place to work, visit jrmanufacturing.net. And best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Our fourth quarter is being brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Let me tell you about those great folks. They're one of our long, long-time sports sponsors, Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Visit the Fort Recovery Lumber Company's website to get an estimate on a new pole building and learn about the building process. Go online to frlbuildings.com, frlbuildings.com. And we're also brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated. Shot from the right side is no good by Callie Wendell. And as Fort Recovery had the ball, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. So bringing it up for Wayne Trace, one of the Winans girls, Caroline Winans. Out top to Kareen Winans, and ball's tipped away and stolen from Hope Myers by Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp picked up the ball. Come on, gals, we need a basket here. Trailing by 5 now, 22-17. Callie Wendell over to Cameron Mullenkamp. Comes down the lane, puts it up, and they're going to call her for traveling. I don't know about that one. But that was the call, so turnover for Fort Recovery. Coach Deitch is complaining to the official. And the official's talking to him as the game's going on. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound comes down to Wayne Trace, but they were standing on the baseline, so Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Again, Tyler Deitch, the coach of Fort Recovery, the coach of Wayne Trace, is Bethany DeJarnay, Fort Recovery with the ball. Here's Callie Wendell, up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Good job, Callie, drawing the foul on the shot. Callie Wendell steps to the line. Come on, Callie, we need these two desperately here. Still a lot of time, almost 7 minutes left in this game. Callie dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and it's good. She is probably the best pure shooter on this team. And boy, when she's on, she's on. One more for Callie. It's up, and it's good again. That makes it a three-point game, 22-19. Fort Recovery on full court press. Wayne Trace blows by the defense, comes down on the left side to Harper Myers, back outside to Amber Stoller. Stoller dribbling the ball, goes down the lane, pops it up and got it. No, it popped out of there. Rebound comes to Stoller, though, for Wayne Trace. Here's a three-point shot, good. Turned out to our disadvantage there. Caroline Winans with a three-pointer. Makes it 25-19. It's now a six-point game. Callie Wendell falls down. Here's a steal by Wayne Trace. And underneath, Stoller with the ball. Gives it off to Lexi Moore. It's up no good. Rebound Stoller. And a foul's called on somebody. Let's see who. Going to be on Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp picks up the personal foul. It's her second foul. Again, our fourth quarter brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber. If you need more storage or you're looking to build a party building, stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. They offer free estimates on buildings and shops. Fort Recovery Lumber, serving our community for way over 100 years. Fort Recovery Lumber. And brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated. They've served the area for way over 100 years. Also, your Case IHN Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated. Wayne Trace just missed a shot, and Fort Recovery's Bryn Willman got the rebound. It was knocked out of bounds by Wayne Trace, so Fort Recovery will put it back in play. Lady Indians trail by six, 25-19. 5:48 to go in the game. Down comes Callie Wendell. Back outside, Sage Luthold. Here's Carly Niekamp. Underneath to Sophie. Up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Sophie Guggenbiller will go to the free throw line. Sophie has a total of 6 points on the night so far. Dribbles the basketball. Lets it fly, and it's good. Now seven. She is two out of three at the line. This will be her fourth time here. Dribbles the ball. Sophie had our first basket of the game, a three-pointer. This one's no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Get it in there. No good. Rebound comes down, and as a jump ball called, goes to Wayne Trace. So it's a five-point game, 25-20. Wayne Trace on top with 5:35 to go in the game. As I say, Wayne Trace, an extremely young team. Right now, there's not a single senior on the court. They only have two seniors on their whole roster. There's a drive and no good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. I think they're going to call that on Sophie Guggenbiller, yep. And Sophie says, I can't believe it. I can't either, Sophie. At the line goes Kareen Winans with two shots. Puts it up and no good. She will have one more. I've got her unofficially 0 out of 2 on the night. One more for Kareen Winans. Puts it up and it is no good again. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold, and the foul's called on Reese Moore over the back for Wayne Trace. It's number two on on Reese Moore, or on Lexi Moore. Picks up her second foul. Full recovery with the ball, only down by five. Plenty of time. We just need to keep chipping away here. 25-20 the score. Down comes Carly Niekamp in the lane, stopping. Goes to the hoop, and oh, it won't go in. Rebound back up by Willman. Oh, no good. Rebound comes to Lexi Moore of Wayne Trace. There's Caroline Winans down to Corrine Winans. Back out to Stoller to Corrine Winans. Here's Caroline Winans going down the lane. Pops the shot. Short, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Nope. Retrieved by Carly Niekamp. Niekamp with the rebound, and now it's knocked out of bounds by Wayne Trace. By Wayne Trace's Harper Myers. Again, our fourth quarter brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber. They can give you a free estimate from the comfort of your home by filling out their online estimate form at frlbuildings.com. Again, their website is frlbuildings.com. Check it out, Fort Recovery Lumber. And brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated. You know, they've got those great Farmall tractors, Maxim tractors, Case IH and Kubota, all available at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Fort Recovery with the ball, back in action, and there's a collision. It's Callie Wendell's collided with one of the Wayne Trace players, and they're going to call the foul on the Wayne Trace player, I think. Well, Callie crashed right into one of the Raiders, Lady Raiders. Foul's whistled on Caroline Winans. That's her fourth. Callie Wendell at the line. She's 2 for 2 tonight. Got that one again. If we can just get her to the line, she can hit them. 25-21, back to a four-point game. Still a lot of time left. 4:33 to go here in the fourth quarter on the Fort Recovery Lumber Hall Brothers scoreboard. Got it again. Callie now with a total of 12 points on the night. Wayne Trace was the basketball. They lead by three, 25-22. Stoller with the ball, passes out front to Harper Myers. Back on the left to Zartman. Now inside to Lexi Moore, and she scores, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Lexi Moore scores another basket. Going to call that foul on Sophie Guggenbiller, number four on Sophie. Myers at the line to make it a six-point lead. And it's no good. Rebound comes to Sage Luthold. Sage will bring it up. They're going to call double dribbling on Sage. They say she dribbled the ball as she retrieved it, and then she dribbled it again. Tough call there. Tough break there for Sage Luthold. 3:58 to go in the game. It's 27-22, a five-point lead for Wayne Trace. They put the ball back in play. Back up front to Amber Stoller. Stoller goes over to Ava Zartman. Back on the left to Corrine Winans. Back to Zartman. Back on the left to Harper Myers. Harper dribbles inside. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound. Lexi Moore missed it again. Rebound. Traveling called on Wayne Trace. Fort Recovery will get the ball back. Inbounds pass comes to Bridget Holman, who's in the game now. Bridget came in for Sophie Guggenbiller a moment ago as Sophie picked up that fourth foul. Bridget goes down and scores and is fouled. Way to go, Bridget. Bridget goes down, drove the lane and scores, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Nice basket for Bridget Holman. Bridget's only a freshman. Let's get this free throw, Bridget. It's a five-point game, 27-22. One more for Bridget. It's up, and it is good. Three-point play, and it's a two-point game now. He failed to put up the shot a moment ago. It's 27-25, a two-point game. Wayne Trace with the ball, leading by two. Out front with it is Stoller, fires a three, good. Yeah. She was unguarded, but, man, she had the open shot, unfortunately, and hit it. 30-25, back to a five-point lead. Fort Recovery trailing here in the Fort Recovery Lumber and Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. Don't forget, for energy-saving windows for your home or your outbuildings, it's, once again, Fort Recovery Lumber. They've got a variety of energy-saving windows to choose from, including Anderson Windows. There's a foul called on Stoller of Wayne Trace as she fouled Carly Niekamp. It'll be two free throws for Carly. Come on, Carly. This would cut it back to a three-point game. We have 2:38 to go. Time's starting to run out, but there's still time. Carly looking for her first point of the night and didn't get it there. No good for Carly. She has one more. Bounces the basketball. Puts it up, and it is good this time. Okay, we'll take it. Timeout called by Fort Recovery. It's 30-26. Lady Indians are down by four with 2:38 to go here in the Fort Recovery Lumber and Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
Whether you're looking for more storage, a party building, or just looking for somewhere to spend your free time, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company can help. They offer free estimates on buildings or shops. Stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company to talk about your building plans, and they can give you a rough estimate over the phone. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company can also give you an estimate from the comfort of your home by filling out the online estimate form at frlbuildings.com. Let the Fort Recovery Lumber Company help you with your future building plan.
Okay, only a 30-second timeout, so Wayne Trace will have the ball. They lead by four, 30-26. Fort Recovery not pressing full court. They play half-court defense here, but they're going to pick him up at the timeline. Right side it goes, back out front. Winans with the ball. That's Kareem. Which one is that? That would be Kareem Winans, yes. Ball's loose. Picked up, though, by Caroline Winans. She'll pass over on the right side to Amber Stoller. Stoller dribbling the basketball. Back on the left it goes to Caroline Winans. Down to 2 minutes to go in the game. And Callie Wendell tried to foul. They didn't call it. Caroline Winans with the basketball. Stoller with the ball. Down to a minute 44, and there's a foul called on Sage Luthold. As she was able to foul, I believe that was, yes, it was Kareem Winans. So Kareem goes to the free throw line now. The Winans girls. I don't think she's... That was the fifth foul on Sage Luthold. Sage is fouled out of the game with 1:43 to go in the contest. Had a total of 3 points on the night. Here's Wayne Trace at the line. 1:43 left. Free throw's good. Kareem Winans hits her first free throw of the night in three. This would have been her fourth attempt. Has one more. It's up, and it is good again. Wouldn't you know it, she was 0-for-3. Until then, she got both those free throws. Now it's a six-point game. Come on, ladies. Need some scoring. Here's Bridget Holman in the lane, puts it up, and got it. Bridget Holman scoring. Very promising freshman for Fort Recovery. 32-28, a four-point game. Still time. A minute 24 to go. Out front, Stoller with the basketball. Girls, you're going to have to foul them. They're just trying to kill the clock. There is a foul by Carly Niekamp.
as she was able to foul Caroline Winans. Number three on Carly, so she's in no problems. Going to put Sophie Guggenbiller back in here. I think they want her in there for scoring purposes. She has four fouls, though. Free throws up and good by Caroline Winans. The Winans girls are killing us here. Bryn Willman will come out of the game, and Sophie Guggenbiller goes in. One more for Caroline. This one is good again. Those two girls have hit four in a row right when they needed them here. 34-28, six-point game. Down to a minute five to go in the game. Come on, girls, go. Callie Wendell with the ball. Over to Carly Niekamp, knocked out of bounds. Will be Fort Recovery's basketball. Need some threes, gals. It's a six-point game. Callie Wendell with the ball. Hands off to Carly Niekamp. Fires a three. Doesn't go. Rebound comes to Wayne Trace. Wayne Trace with the ball and the six-point lead now. There's a foul called on Cameron Mullenkamp. Number three on Cameron. That will send Caroline Winans back to the line. Free throw is up and no good. Missed that one. That's what we like to see. There's still 45 seconds. I mean, it's possible. Let's face it, though. This Lady Indian team does not score a lot of points in a hurry. But we can always hope for a miracle, you know. This free throw is up and it's no good again. Rebound comes down out of bounds off of Wayne Trace. Fort Recovery will get the ball. That went off of Harper Myers. Here comes Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell with the ball. Hooks her way to the left. Over to Bridget Holman. Three-point shot. It's off. Rebound comes down. And a jump ball is called. Held ball. Inbounds pass comes to Cameron Mullenkamp. There's a foul called on Wayne Trace. That'll put us to the free throw line. That's what we love, be able to score with the clock stopped. And it'll be Carly Niekamp going to the line. Carly's one of four tonight from the line, but we need two here, Carly. Come on. Yes. It went in. Five-point game now with 29 seconds, 34-29. Timeout Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual-clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping 419-375-2304.
One more free throw coming here for Carly Niekamp. This will cut it to a four-point game. 29 seconds. 34-29. Coach Deitch called timeout to see what kind of a strategy he's going to have here. Maybe full court press. I wouldn't be surprised if they can get it. Fort Recovery Lumber, Hall Brothers, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsors. Good on the free throw. Fort Recovery goes into a full court press. They get it down. Lexi Moore, now she's fouled. It'll be Lexi Moore going to the free throw line. Going to call the foul on Bridget Homan. Again, for quality building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And for those Case IH and Kubota tractors, it's Hall Brothers Incorporated
also in Fort Recovery. Two wonderful businesses. Both have been serving our community for well over 100 years. First free throw's no good by Lexi Moore. One more for her. And it is no good again. Rebound, Sophie Guggenbiller. Sophie brings it out. Come on, gals. Trailing by four. Sophie comes down over on the left. It goes to Bridget Holman. Back out to Callie Wendell. Wendell fires a three. Does not go. Rebound comes to Wayne Trace. And there's a foul going to be called on Fort Recovery. And that's probably going to do it. We needed that basket right there. It's a four-point game. And it's going to be at the free throw line. Wayne Trace's Lexi Moore. She missed two a moment ago. Lexi Moore at the line. 10 seconds left to go in the game. It's no good again. Wow. She's missed three in a row here. One more up, and it is no good. Oh, she got it. She did get that one. That makes it a 35-30 game with 10 seconds, and that probably sunk the Lady Indians right there. We'll be back with the final 10 seconds in just a moment.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Well, it looks like the season's going to come to an end for Fort Recovery here tonight as they are trailing by 5, 35-30. This was their game to win. They just couldn't get the big points at the right time. Down comes Cameron Mollenkamp, and a foul's called on Cameron. Now, wait a minute. Well, they called the foul on Sophie Guggenbiller on the screen. 7 seconds left to go. This game is all over but the shouting as Fort Recovery trails 35-30. That's going to be five fouls for Sophie Guggenbiller, so she's out of the game. Inbounds pass for Wayne Trace, and there's a foul right away on Cameron Mollenkamp. So the final score may not be determined quite yet. Again, thanks to our friends at Fort Recovery Lumber and All Brothers Incorporated for being the fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be at New Bremen to bring you the boys' game, Fort Recovery and New Bremen. That'll be here on 100.9 on your FM dial. Free throw's no good by Caroline Winan. She will have one more. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is no good again. Rebound comes to Willman. Over to Carly Niekamp, fires a three. It's no good, and that's the ball game. Final score, Fort Recovery losing to Wayne Trace by a score of 35-30 tonight. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment here on J Country 101 Radio, 100.9 on your FM dial. Again, thanks to our studio producers tonight. Eric Catterly back at the radio station for WPGW. Neil Spencer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to all of our great sponsors you folks heard in the broadcast. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Kalp Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See more and do more in a new 300 series skid steer loader or track loaders from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Well, once again, 35-30 was the final score here tonight. Let's give you the rundown of the scoring and so forth, quarter scores. At the first quarter, Fort Recovery actually led by a 9-7 margin, Fort Recovery on top. But then in the second quarter, Wayne Trace outscoring us 6-2, only 2 points in that second quarter. That hurt. And that made the halftime score 13-11, Wayne Trace. After three, it was Wayne Trace leading 22-17 as Lady Indians were outscored again in the third quarter. This time it was only 9-6. And then the final score, 35-30. Wayne Trace wins by 5 points. This game was winnable for Fort Recovery. They just couldn't quite get over the hump. That means that Wayne Trace will play Parkway for the sectional championship on Saturday night at Parkway at 7 p.m. Giving you the scoring totals for these two teams. Fort Recovery, we had Carly Niekamp, who had 3 points in the ball game. Sophie Guggenbiller, I think, ended up with a total of 8, with a 3, a 2, and had 3 free throws. Carly Niekamp's points were all on free throws. Callie Wendell tonight had a total of 12 points on 2 threes, a 2, and was 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. Excellent shooting for Carly at the, or Callie, I should say, for Callie at the free throw line. Callie Wendell with 12 points to lead the team. Sage Luthold had a total of 3 points tonight. She fouled out with a minute 43 to go in the game. Bridget Homan had 5 points. A nice job by the freshman. She's going to be a varsity player next year for sure. 2 twos and a free throw for Bridget Homan for her 5 total points. So 12 for Callie Wendell, 8 for Sophie Guggenbiller, 5 points for Bridget Homan, 3 for Carly Niekamp, and 3 for Sage Luthold. For the winning Wayne Trace Raiders, here's their point totals for tonight. They were led in scoring by Lexi Moore. She's only a sophomore, a nice tall young lady at 6'1". She had 15 points on the night, including 6 2-point baskets. After that, nobody really stood out. Amber Stoller had 2 threes for 6 points. Caroline Winans had 5 points on a 3-pointer and 2 free throws. Harper Myers had 5 points on a 3 and a 2, and that was it. 15 points for Lexi Moore, 6 for Amber Stoller, 5 for Caroline Winans, 5 for Harper Myers, and 4 points for Kareen Winans. Again, thanks to all of our great sponsors. Once again, I want to say thanks to Brody Hart, one of the engineers back at Fort Recovery Radio, for being helpful to us tonight. And Neil Spencer here at the game site. And Eric Catterly, our studio producer at the radio station. Once again, tomorrow night we'll have Fort Recovery Boys on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com starting around 7:15 or so tomorrow evening. So, disappointed, but from Wayne Trace, we'll say goodnight to all you good folks out there. Thanks for cheering the Lady Indians on. We almost got the job done tonight, but not quite. That's the end of the game. Again, 35-30, Wayne Trace wins. Port Recovery finishes their year at 8-15 on the season, and Wayne Trace improves to 14-9 heading to Parkway on Saturday night. Have a great night, everybody. For Neil Spencer, for Eric Catterly, for Brody Hart, Rob Weaver saying good night from Wayne Trace.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.